Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Welcome back to another episode of the We Are Women podcast, and I'm very excited today to have with me a very special lady who's got some incredible skills. She's been on an amazing life journey, and we're going to hear all about it. So welcome, Iman Dukakny. Now, I didn't stumble over your name, and I said it was easy, so Iman Dukakny. And we've been talking a little bit and about what your name means. So I'm going to bring it up right now, right at the beginning. Tell me what your name means.
Okay, my name meaning is faith.
Thanks.
So Iman means faith in English.
Beautiful, and I'm sure that you drew on that faith all the way through your life.
Well, I believe my name affects my personality a lot.
Yes, yeah, it does, doesn't it? You own it. I know a friend's name is Joy, and she just is joyful all the time. So absolutely. So you were born in Syria. So
yeah,
and you've studied a lot. I'm really amazed at the diversity of your studies. So a diploma in interior design, and then a bachelor in architecture from the Damascus University. And during your study, that you worked as a fashion designer in an Emirates fashion company, and which had a few branches in the Middle East and Europe. And after you finished uni, you started work as an interior designer in Apex. Now, that's the name of the company?
It's ABEX.
Okay. And you said that was ranked seventh among the top 25 companies in the Middle East in that, as a market leader in design.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the trade they have. So tell me about the company.
I started working in this company after I finished my university straight away. I started as interior designer, but I could prove myself there after 3 years, and I become the department exclusive manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay in this position for 4 years, and then I stopped to go to my next journey in my life.
Wow, okay. And that was a large company. It had over 3,000 employees as well. So
yeah, it's really a huge company.
Yeah, well done with that. And you also have a diploma of psychology as well from Damascus University.
Yeah.
And you now, I know you're studying the diploma of business and marketing in Martin College, and you've moved. You're in Brisbane as well. It tends to be, you're in Ipswich, actually, aren't you? So for the people that are listening from overseas, it's a city just outside Brisbane. And while we're dealing with the heat here in Australia and Queensland during this summer heat wave, Brisbane's hot and Ipswich is
hotter.
A lot hotter. Absolutely. So how did you come to Australia?
Okay, first of all, at 2009, I get married, family arranged marriage from Middle East Australian man. He is older than me by 23 years old, but this is the way.
Had you met him?
No, it's just arranged marriage from family.
Okay.
And it was really bad experience. It was all the way domestic violence back home. We stayed 3 years together.
Okay. Were you working at that time?
No, I wasn't allowed to work. There are some conditions when you get married overseas. So the man who is the work and the woman should stay at home and do her work at home. So that was my next journey, which made me stop my work at that big company.
Mm.
So during the 3 years back home in Syria, we had our little girl. She's a girl. Her name is Layla.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the homage was really bad experience. It was domestic violence. But as a part of the culture and community family rules, the woman shouldn't be divorced, as they believe she brings shame on the family. As they ruled there, they believe the woman have to put up with whatever happened and accept anything from her husband or the dad or any male in the family, no matter what, just for her to be eligible to go to heaven.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a big responsibility then, isn't it?
I know. And okay. I don't know how they accept that. I just, yes. since I was living there in that community, I always didn't accept this way of thinking. Mm. But there is no way to get away from that. So after 3 years, my ex decided to come to Australia because he lived in Australia all his life since he was 4 years old with his family. Mm-hmm. He came as a migrant many years ago. So I have to follow my husband. So I came with him to Australia with my little daughter. And then the relation gets really worse here.
Did you have any family here?
No, I have no one. I just came with my ex. All my family overseas. I just have my ex, my daughter, and his family. When they didn't accept me anyway because I'm different country. So it's a bit complicated. Mm. Here it gets a bit worse. The relation and the domestic violence get stronger because I'm on my own. I don't know. I can't speak English. I don't know when, and I don't know nothing about Australia or rules, rights, nothing. So I have to obey him 100%. Anyway, it was really hard life, and just one day it was very strong violence, and after he left the house, I just saw my daughter's future. I looked at my daughter's eyes. She was 1 year and 2 months, and I saw her future in my present. I just saw her having the same partner, same relationship. I even heard her voice telling me when I would ask her to leave, not accept that, because she worth a lot. She deserves a better life. Mm. I heard her. She's answering me, "Mom, it's okay. You put up with this. So I will put up with this. Wow. Yeah. This is what life is. And one day I'm going to die." Do you know, Janine, it was my inner voice. I heard it from my daughter, like some imagination.
Yeah.
But to be honest, we are examples for our kids.
We are.
If they see this is the life, how it should be, they will think that's the normal life. So I decide to leave my ex, and I decide to try to find a better life for my daughter and myself. And then another journey started. Like during divorce case, I had to challenge my community who rejected me and my daughter here in Australia because they still have their rules. As divorced woman, I will not be accepted.
And that's in Australia as well.
Yeah, they have they have the same rules here. For this reason, I get away. I get the furthest I can.
Yes.
And that was in New South Wales. We used to live in New South Wales, by the way.
Yeah.
And I needed to challenge all my family back home in overseas in Syria because same, they didn't accept what I'm doing because that's put me under title a bad woman, a bad wife. So anyway, after all these challenges, I was able to divorce and finish from that. And then another journey started that I'm in a different country. Mm. I can't really speak the language good. And I don't know when. And I have to create a place for me and my daughter. Find a life.
I'm just trying to imagine. And I can't possibly because it's not something that I've ever experienced. But to be in that situation, so without any support in a country where you don't understand the language, you've got nobody that you can go to, and you've made a decision because you could see that it was how it was going to affect your daughter. There's so many people that stay in those relationships that do have support of others around them, and that's just incredibly brave. An incredibly brave decision, amen?
Well, I believe domestic violence is really a growing virus in our community. When our kids saw their parents having this issue, they grow up and they repeat the same way of life, and their kids, they repeat the same way of life. So we're not fixing anything. The world needs to be changed. And if you didn't change it, if I didn't change it, someone is going to change it. So I think I'm the chosen one to do that different in the world and to change something.
Yeah. So that was moving out of New South Wales and moving into Ipswich, and you're a woman learning English with a small child, and you're a divorced Syrian. And okay, so what happens then?
Yeah, I might. Allow me, please, to share this little story with you and our audience. Yeah. My first experience talking to Australian after I left my ex, it was with a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
I went to buy some meat from the butcher, and I thought I can't speak English.
Yeah.
But when I went to the shop, the butcher said to me, "Hi, mate, what can I get you?" Like the Australian slang.
Yes. Yeah.
And I didn't understand the word, really. I was like, what is that? I even went to the customers and I asked them, could he speak English? Because I believed I can't speak English.
Yeah.
Anyway, they stared at me and I left the shop. I didn't buy the meat.
Yes.
I just left the shop really stressed. I felt how I'm going to create a life for me and my daughter if I can't communicate with these people. I don't understand the language.
Yes.
So yeah. It was really, really stressed.
I can imagine, because we don't speak English, we speak Australian.
I know. I know. And I bought the Australian slang later. I learned it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It's compulsory.
Yes, mate. I can talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. well done. Yeah.
Thank you. So it was really stressful experience for me. That was the first experience. But believe me, Shinin, when you make the decision, it takes you just that moment to make the decision. But when you make your decision, you can't see or think of nothing. You just focus on your decision, your goal, and you just want to do it.
Mm.
And that's how you success in your life, I believe.
Yeah. And see, there's people, you know, we're making it's where I'm at. This interview is in January 2017, and people are putting their goals together and their life plans and where they want to be in 12 months, in 5 years. And we're looking at those goals, a lot of us, and going, oh, that's hard, but I'm going to work to get there. But to do what you did, investment made it, you know, oh, it's just a snap decision. And to go for it. So I'm just saying to all the other ladies listening, toughen up. You know, there's decisions. And, you know, that goal, as you said, you set that goal and went for it. That's really powerful to be able to do that. And that is, it's more than life changing. Did change your life, but it's changed your daughter's life as well, which is exactly the important part, as you were saying. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And Janine, there is no bad or right decision going to kill anyone, really. So if you will make a bad decision, you're not going to die.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. Life is a big lab, just full of experiments with different results. So if you do an experiment and you didn't get the results you aiming for, it's okay. So what? Just do the experiment again and again, but maybe choose different materials, different tools, maybe in a different environment, and just keep going. If someone have a goal, don't give up. Just keep going until you achieve your goal.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's certain things that I know that you believe in that, you know, are important to you. Do you want to share those things with us?
Yeah, I really believe that I believe in power. I believe that each person of us have meant to be a core in the world. And when we meet ourselves, when we meet ourselves, we can create that core. We can find that core. Usually every day, Janine, we meet a lot of people and we are really good at that. We are good at meeting people, chatting with them, but just very few of us, they met themselves. Mm-hmm. And when we meet ourselves, we can find this core. It's so powerful. When we find that, we can create our orbits, and then believe me, all the life and elements like relationships, work, study, and everything, it just will circulate in our orbits and under our own rules just to serve us and help us to achieve our goals. I believe in that.
Mm. Yeah, and that's part of that responsibility with self, isn't it? You know, that's and owning those decisions and choosing, you know, that I can be happy today.
Yeah, you know,
that's just choice, isn't it? When you're in that sort of situation too, that's knowing that you can choose that. It's your own orbit, as you said.
Yeah, everyone have that. Mm. Just make the decision, find your goal, and just work for it and leave the rest for the world. The world will do their bit to achieve your goal.
Mm-hmm.
As I believe, Jeanine, each person of us really deserves to be happy. And if you, me, will not do a good change in someone's life, we are really wasting our time in this life.
Mm. And that's one of the ways that they talk about overcoming depression is doing for others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You receive your happiness from others' response, really.
Mm.
You can't make yourself happy, but when you make someone else happy, their response, their happiness will make you feel that you've done something really great.
Mm.
You change someone's life, you make that someone happy, so you become happy.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see that, you know, that you are looking at making that change in the world for yourself as well.
Well, I'm a part of the world, and if I have that big target to do a big change in the world, I will be changed by the way.
Mm.
I will.
Mm.
World affect each other. Everything in the world affects each other. When I change, when I do something for you, you'll do something good for someone else, and it's just a karma.
Yes, yeah, a bit like that movie Pay It Forward, or that was around a few years ago that you may not have seen, and I'm not sure if that's the name of it, but that's what it was. We're paying things forward. And it just became a worldwide trend where people were doing things for other people, and it was
exactly,
and it created a positive power. Yeah, quite
exactly.
Amazing. And how it came back to the people was quite phenomenal as well. So yeah, you reap it from what you give out. Yeah. Now I know that obviously you didn't study all those interior design and architecture just for the fun of it. So tell me about your, you know, why design? What got you interested in that field?
Okay, just when I was a little girl, just like any other girl, I liked to play with colors and change some bands and mix stuff together to create something, just like any other little girl.
Mm.
But later on, my family had to admit that I am talented in design, interior design and fashion, as I used to cut their clothes to create something different.
They were good clothes?
No.
Oh, that's good.
not at all.
I'm envisaging they're wearing something and you've come along and
No, it was super funny, really.
Yeah.
But I believed in myself. I have talent in this, and I didn't care about anyone's opinion, really.
Yeah.
So I like to have challenge every day and just change spaces and make it a better place for people, make people happy. Change a house, turn it to a home, give these people that feelings. This is my enjoyment. This is what I love to do.
Yeah, yeah. And knowing that how to do it, that obviously helps too, and how to create
having
right colors.
Having experienced more than 7 years in this field, it makes it just easier for me, and I know what I'm doing. Plus, I've done 2 years diploma of psychology. Psychology, it helped a lot with interior design.
Okay.
As to be a good designer, you have to be a mind reader. You have to be good with in connecting with people. You have to understand your client, really, to understand what they're aiming for, what their space dream is.
Mm. So that would mean a good at asking the right questions and then good at listening and hearing what their deep feeling is as well as what they're visualizing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can understand my client as interior designer from chatting to them, from knowing their favorite book, so you can know their way of thinking, from their favorite cup sometimes. Like if your favorite cup is that cup with a little doggy and binky cat, I know you like the cuddly, nice, warm things in your house.
Yeah.
So I create the house or the space according to your personality, the things you like.
Okay. That's I hadn't even sort of thought of, you know, looking at those things that we possess already to get that design idea. But, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because
every small touch in the house, every small touch in your clothes, in your makeup, in the stuff you use in your daily life, it tell about your personality. So a good interior designer can notice this, can read this, and can tell you and can give you a good plan, good design you will like.
Yeah, no, you if you had a look at my place, you would be able to identify my personality and my interests immediately. On nearly every wall in the house is either a photograph of family or of my travels somewhere in the world. I love travel, so, and I love that reminder that it gives me by putting up the photos. So, and yeah, it's interesting. You could identify exactly who I was if you walked into my house and go, I know
exactly
what you love. Yeah,
exactly. When you go into any space, you can tell the personality of the person who own or use this place, or you can have an idea about what message that person want to pass to his client or his visitors. It's just the little touches, the colors, the furniture, the person personality in his place. It tells a lot about him. Sometimes, Janine, you can tell about a person personality without going into his house or her house. Sometimes just to frame the main door, you can tell, is that person kind, warm, firm? You can tell from just the small things, even before you meet the person.
Yeah, yeah. And do you office design as well?
Yeah, I do office design, and my project now is concentrating on home office.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I done some survey, and with help of some friend opinion, I found that a lot of people, they having issues with working from home, as it become common really with this technology in these days. So there is a lot of issues from working at home, like separating from family from work. Your clients can't take you serious. There's a lot of issues. And some people, they think because they have a small place, or they think this is the only way they can style their house, so there is no room for the office. Well, that's completely wrong. Always there is many options for everything. So for one thing, you have many options. And you have many different ways to restyle your house, many different ways to find a spot or corner or office maybe create in your own home, give you that privacy and that professional atmosphere. So you can feel that you are at your work, you're not distracted with family or TV or visitors or sound from outside.
Okay. And that's really important, because a lot of the people that listen and the women that listen to this podcast are in their own business, and they're doing exactly that, working from home. I know I like to feel that I'm going into an office as a separation as well. And I'm terribly organized and got things neat around me. So when my husband comes in and uses the office occasionally and leaves stuff around.
Yeah, I know. And we go to our office at home in our pajamas. And
yeah, I love it. I love it. And I go, yeah.
Yeah, but it's about the type of your business. Yes. Do you have clients that come to your office?
And that makes a difference, doesn't it? I don't. Yeah. But
do you have Skype chatting with your client, maybe? So that makes a lot of difference. If I'm talking to you as a client through Skype, and I see you working from home, like you're talking to me from the kitchen or from the bedroom, I will not really take you serious in your business. Right?
No, I agree. Yeah.
So I need.
I'm just looking over my shoulder now at what you're looking at in my office.
Yeah, I'm looking at that nice picture at the map. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tapestry actually that I did.
No, yeah. You're good. You're good. Yeah.
No, that's really. And I know you've got other projects on as well. I know that there's something that you're particularly working with with a support group.
Yeah, with this women support group, first of all, I want to tell you, it's not a job. It's not a business. It's my goal in my life. So I'm working to empower these ladies and their kids who experience domestic violence. As from my personal experience, I know exactly what's the impact of domestic violence on people, especially on kids, because I saw the impact on my daughter when she was even 1 year old. It was scary. And at the next few months, we start contacting high schools in our city in Ipswich. And I'm looking forward after Ipswich to spread it all over Queensland. So we start contacting high schools, not to raise awareness about domestic violence. Janine, there is a lot of community services. They're doing amazing job in this area.
Yeah.
But I believe that there is a bigger problem than that area is what before domestic violence. May I ask you, Janine, why domestic violence happened to me, not to you?
I didn't choose somebody who has that background. And it wasn't my experience in my childhood, so it was not something that I would accept in my adulthood.
Exactly. I like this word. It's not something you might accept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's all about you, your personality, your values, what you accept. Mm-hmm. So our kids, before they get to that stage when they have partner, boys or girls, even those boys, they have men, they experience domestic violence.
Mm.
So our target when we go to visit these high schools is to raise awareness about what caused domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have every person, our kids, they have to build them their personality, know their values before they go to the second stage when they can choose a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence happened to me because a part of the community rules and the way we grow up, which is affect my personality in somehow. Like, I know I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong girl since I was.
And you're smart. I mean,
Thank you.
Yeah, but to do what you did as such a young woman as well is...
I love you now, Xenia.
No, but I can see that. And just the conversation as well. It's something that I struggle with because it's something that I've really focused on empowering women to see that when somebody is intelligent and clever and passionate and then loses that ability to demonstrate that and have it controlled by somebody else. I struggle with that. So what you're doing is you know, to be really congratulated because it is that level of acceptance, isn't it?
Well, I always look at every and each experience from the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go through bad, tough experience, there is a bright side always. Just don't concentrate about the bad. Don't concentrate about the darkness in your life. Even you have a little tiny light, just concentrate on that light and just keep going. I promise you, Janine, this light will keep growing up, and then it will light the whole place.
Yeah. So the combination then, and because you're working with the women's group as well, is that, you know, you had the career to fall back on, but I can imagine that there's a lot of women out there that don't feel that they've got anything of value to offer. And so that sort of holds them more so in the situation that they're in. They don't take the steps to change because of that fear.
I agree with you. As I told you from my experience, like I told you, I know I'm a strong person, I'm a strong woman, but at the same time, I went through that experience. I was controlled, as you said, by someone else. It's really hard. I was at that stage when I felt I'm worthless. I'm worth nothing. I can do nothing. I'm like, it's really hard to explain. So this woman, you can't believe how amazing they are. In this group, we have a lot amazing women, really. Like, they are intelligent. So, you know, Janine, I will tell you something. I used to learn from everywhere, really. Last week, I went to movies with my daughter and I watched the Trolls movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's amazing. You have to watch it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
A part of we start dancing in the cinemas, me and my daughter. I learned something really valuable. There is one character in the Trolls movie. He said at the end of the movie, there is happiness in each one of us. We just need someone to help us to find it.
Mm.
So there is happiness inside us, but we just can't realize it because we bury it alive. It's not dead. It's not dead, Janine. We just bury it alive. We need someone just to pick a little bit and help us to take it out. And the skills exactly same. When these ladies went through this domestic violence experience, they lost the self-esteem, the self-worth, and they can't recognize what skills they have, what value they have. All what they need, just someone take their hand, hold their hand, and point to their skills, and then it will shine.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. And there's so much within the topics that we're discussing, because we've got the part with your business, and then we've also got, you know, the other thing that you're passionate about is helping the women as well. But I know that there's something that is beneficial that crosses between the both. And you talked about with me earlier about being 100% focused in what you're doing, and no matter what it is.
Yeah, first of all, I just believe that interior design and working for this group, domestic violence, it's work really side by side with each other. They're working together, really. They are linked to each other. And it's all about make people happy and make the world a better place. So in my career interior design, I just love to change houses to home. I just love to change people places, because the place affects our mood, affects our brain and our personality. And working with this woman group, I just love to help them, just to give them that little push, and they can find their way. They can be happier. They can do a lot of things. They can add a lot to this world, the world who is just waiting, you, me, each one of us, to add something to it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lovely thought, isn't it? That the world is waiting for us to add something to it.
It is.
You can imagine that you're consciously thinking that on a daily basis, the world is waiting for us to add something to it.
Yeah. I always, every time before I sleep, I will be planning. When I go to bed, I'll plan what my next day look like, what I'm going to do. Even I plan the hours, the day. Mm.
Oh, no wonder we could be really good friends, actually. Oh, I'm that bad. Yeah, I get it.
I love planning, because if I don't plan, really, I will lose the day. I will waste my time just delaying stuff.
That's how everyone thinks, isn't it? That's so. Right? I can't see a problem with that at all.
We are like-minded.
I think so.
So every morning I feel it's a new chance for me. It's a new chance and new ideas, new chance to build more connections and new people. So every day there's a new sun rising. It's a new everything. Yes. So we have to do something new in that day and just try to improve ourselves, develop ourselves, and add something to everyone, anyone, add something to the world.
Mm. Yeah. And doing that, being really present, it makes it easier, doesn't it? Because you haven't got distracted thoughts. You're doing.
Like I do many things, as you said, but I concentrate 100% in everything. So when I'm playing with my daughter, I'm just a little child. I'm playing with my daughter 100% with her. I'm not thinking about business or study or anything. When I'm working on my business, I'm same 100% concentrating on my business. When I'm talking to you now, I'm enjoying talking to you. So I'm really concentrating 100% in our conversation. I'm not thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
Janine, I love to enjoy everything I do. So I'm 100% in everything I do.
Yeah, yeah, no, and it's less exhausting that way, isn't it? You can actually do a lot more things because you're not distracted. You don't get exhausted because you're thinking of all of the other things.
Exactly. You know, I have friends, when they are at work, they are chatting to their mom about what should I cook today, and then sending message to their daughter, what you doing, and blah, blah, blah. So they're wasting the work time. And then when they go home, they feel that they have that feelings of guilt, like, oh my God, I wasted the work time. Now I have to do the work at home. And then they don't have that time with the family. So they're bringing work to home and home to work, which is just make everything mess.
Yeah, it does. Totally agree. And self-confidence, obviously, you know, when you're designing, you need that confidence in what your choices are, and self-confidence with the women that you're working with as well. I can see that would be extremely important, is finding ways to develop that level of self-confidence.
Okay, Janine, let us agree that no one is confident from everything 100% and all the time. No way. So there is time, we all humans, we have that time that we have doubt about ourselves, about what we do, about our decision. And that's, trust me, it's positively normal. It's just a part of being human. I believe you have doubts sometimes about something. I have doubts about something. But Janine, my advice is don't direct your inner light towards yourself. When you direct your inner life towards yourself, you are just concentrating in your own negative thoughts and your own doubts, your fear from future. But if you direct your inner light towards your clients and towards the people around you, you will have a better understanding of your clients, your customers, your friends, and then you will be able to help them more.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you can
absolutely
get over this confident lack of confidence.
Yes, yeah, and that's a good way to describe that, is that shining the light out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and where you shine that light of focus is important as well, isn't it? So
yeah,
you can shine it on those things that are going to bring you joy and happiness, or you can shine that light on the things that don't.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Mm.
And finding fault with it. So and again now, so within that sense of confidence, that fear of failure. Now, this again, I can see the analogy, the connection between the design and you know, that sense of failure within a relationship as well, that when you move on.
Mm. Yeah. Well, interior design and human relationship, really, it's similar. It's work really side to side, side by side. No one is a winner forever. You can't win every case you go to. Mm. I can't win every work, every business. I can't win everyone's heart. You have to fail in some stage for something.
Mm.
And I believe, Janine, that life is just temporary. So what you are today, it's not same what you was yesterday. It's not what you are next year. Nothing permanent in this life. Life is changing. So what if you failed in something? You're done. So what? Mm. I told you before, you're not going to die. It's just fine. It's completely fine. Just keep experimenting. Keep trying. Keep focusing on your goal and you can achieve it. Janine, let me tell you something. I wrote my book and it's about my personal experience. It's my personal story.
Okay.
It will be in editing next March.
Mm-hmm.
My book called Best Life is the One After Death. I think you will ask me why this title.
Because it's interesting title.
Yeah, because I just believe my life get much better after all what happened with me. I went to a point I felt or I wished I will die every minute.
Yeah.
I was, you know, Janine, I was dead with a moving body. Can you understand this?
So, I can, yeah.
So I turned to zombie. I turned to zombie. I had no soul. I was dead at some stage. But after that time, I came to the turnover point where I'm not really scared from anything. I can do anything. I can try anything. Nothing will get worse than what you already experienced and you passed it. It's gone.
Yeah, that's a good realization, isn't
it? Yeah. So just I get benefits from any bad decision, any tough, harsh experience, any failure in my life, whether in my personal life or in my work. I wasn't amazing from the first time I went to interior design. Mm-hmm. I didn't prove myself to be the department manager really very easy. I wasn't successful in everything. I learned from smallest workers. No one knows everything. You have to think. Some stage. But just keep going. If you have a goal, you have just to keep protecting your goal and fight for it, and then you can achieve it. Janine, if we have the desire to achieve our goals, same our desire to eat, party, or our desire to have sex, trust me, we will achieve our goals.
Yeah. And when we talked earlier, you actually mentioned a quote that you particularly like from Sylvester Stallone from the Rocky movie.
I like the sentence. He said, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about
how hard you hit.
It's about how hard
you get hit and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I love that. It's true.
It is, isn't
if you,
it?
If you give up, that's the end. No one going to write the end for you. You write it yourself by your hand. If you give up, that's the end. But if you keep going, no matter what happens for you, you are writing your end by your hand.
Yes, and that's and you're making those choices and you're making those decisions for yourself, which is the important part, isn't it? It's not allowing others to do that as well. So just some takeaway points about design. Tell us, give us some things that we can use in our own lives and homes. And
I can tell you about some issues people have when they try to design their own houses. Mm-hmm. Some people think that they have, Janine, you go to some people's house and you find there is a lot of stuff in the house. They have amazing things, amazing pieces. They just collected from all over the world in their journey and from friends. Mm. It's really valuable. It's nice. But the fact that they are all covered by other stuff, so no one can enjoy the beauty of this piece. So people, they think that they have to get rid of everything in their place, house, office, whatever, in their place, and start again to be able to restyle their space, which is completely wrong. Mm. Janine, all the things we have in our house, it's from our experiences. All the things we are surrounding ourselves with in our house, in our office, it's witnesses for our journey in life. It just come all together to create life. So we have to respect these things. We have to respect these pieces in our house, but we just need to edit it in a different way where we can please our eyes by looking to it and appreciate the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's a good point. And another point within the design as well. Now, just even thinking about colors and styling, you know, so a pointer about that.
Yeah, colors is the most easiest way to transform any space in any way. But there is some issues when people try to choose a color, you go to someone's house and you find the whole house spread with the same color, all the walls same color, curtains same color and buttons, furniture from the bedroom to the living room to the bathroom, maybe they all same colors, which is completely wrong, because every space in your house, in your office, every space in the world have their identity. So to choose the color, we need to know what's the space identity. Let us say, for example, if we're going to color the living room, need to be color painted by color, give you that feelings of cuddle, warmth. Mm-hmm. If you want to paint your kitchen, you want to choose that color who give you the make you warm up and make you active. You want to do something in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
And there is something if we're going to choose one color and paint the kitchen and the dining room, which is an open area, but we're going to paint it by the same exact color, you will find that the kitchen slight different color from the living room. And that's because of the light, the room light affect the color, the sun, the grass affect the color. So we have to consider a lot of elements, factors when we choose color for our place. And there is friends, I have a friend, she went to the warehouse to choose a color to paint her house. And she chose it by, she chose a color, she opened the tin, and she liked the color, and then okay, I want this color. She start painting the house. That's wrong, because the color you're seeing inside the tin, it's not exactly the same color you're going to see on the wall. So my advice when you choose a color, if you're going to do it yourself, not going to hire interior design or stylists, get the color you like, open the tin, and try the color on a big space of the wall, and give it two coats, one coat, because the main color on the wall will show through the first coat. So just give it two coats. The best place to paint a corner in the room you want to paint, because that will give you the feelings of shade and light. See, there is a lot of rules and elements for color. Jeanine, color affects our brain and affects our mood, our body. So if you're sitting in, you know, if you're sitting, if you go to takeaway shop, you will see most their equipments like the hot colors make you warm, make you just want to eat and go fast, like red color or some strong colors like this. But when you are in your house or in your place where you're going to stay longer time, it will be white or blue or green color. It's relaxing, so it's linked really. So it's affect our mood and our brain.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And obviously, personality comes into it as well.
Exactly. As we were saying before, that you can't tell any personality from just looking at the space, from the things they have, from the things they use. You can visit two units exactly same plan, same space, but each unit have different personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and interesting watching those design shows on TV. You know, I love it when, even though the judges sort of tell, you know, pay out on some of the people for their choices of design, but it's very much their personalities that exactly. come through, and that, you know, they all end up nice anyway. It's just that some are a little bit more stylish than others at certain point, but the personality comes through, and then it's attracting some with those shows, attracting somebody who likes that.
Exactly. Jeanine, me personally, I like to mix old style with modern and different fashion styles from all over the world. It make a good mixture. I just can't show different ways of mixing things together to my client. But at the end of the day, it's about my client personality and his vision, his message who want to pass to his visitors or his clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, that's excellent. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to, you know, talk to you about either the design or the Ipswich Women's Support Group? How do they get in contact?
Well, for the design, and I believe in our stressful life, which full of responsibilities, the home or our home or our office is the only space where we can exercise complete control. So if you would like to discover different ways of turning your house to a home or different ways of styling your office, give me a call on 0415993707 or visit my website, which is www.seriosideco.com.au. And for joining the domestic violence group, the women's support group, or supporting us in somehow, just go to the Ipswich Women's Support Group and you will find the group straight away. We have a lot of activities. We are trying to empower a lot of people.
That sounds great. So they can call you on 0415993707, or your website is seriaaussiedeco.com.au. And that, I just wanted to ask because I love that Syria, website, Syria Aussie. Well, so obviously you've got an influence from the Middle East as well in your design.
Exactly. I told you I love to mix things and styles from Australia culture and from all over the world.
Mm. So one last question for you. Who are you most thankful for? It's been an interesting journey for you. So who are you most thankful for?
Okay, I'm most thankful for my ex. And I don't want you to be surprised with that because trust me, Jeanine, without his tough, hard experience he gave me in my life, I will not be this strong woman you can talk to now or you can see. I would like to thank my little princess because she is the motivation for me for everything I'm doing now. I just see the future in her eyes and I want to make it a better future. And finally, many, many thanks for you, Jeanine, for working to empower females, business owners, and enable us to pass our messages to our audience. Many thanks for you.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's something that I think is just totally invaluable. And I love it when I get an opportunity to speak to people like yourself who've got incredible stories, great diversity as well, and that have, you know, made really tough decisions to put them into a place where they're empowered and they're happy and their life is moving on. So congratulations, Very, for that, Iman. It's been absolute pleasure speaking with you. And I'd just like to remind the listeners that there will be another episode in a couple of weeks' time. And this is the We Are Women podcast, where we have interviewed another successful businesswoman. Thank you very much.
Bye.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.